I owe an apology to my family, teammates, coaches, the fans, and the Packers organization. I made a mistake, and I'll take full responsibility for it, and it won't happen again. I can't speak on it because it's an ongoing legal matter. Do you have any football questions?
How you feeling right now?
Feeling good, rehabbing. Be back on the field pretty soon.
Is it nice to have football to focus on right now?
It definitely is. This is a game I love to play, so anytime I get to play it, I make the most of it.
Aaron, can I just ask you about how the conversation with Mike went?
Oh, I can't speak on it.
Can you say what you learned from the situation going forward?
I can't speak on it.
Did you learn anything from the situation going forward?
Just make smarter decisions.
Did you speak to your team? Can you mention that? I mean, was there a conversation had between you and your teammates?
I can't mention that.
Not any of that. Do you have a timetable for when you think you might be able to get closer to coming back on the football field?
I haven't met with the doctor recently, so I'm just going to keep at rehab. I'm feeling good, so I'm excited about that.
What happened on the play that you hurt your knee?
I was playing, I think it was Acho came back, and he kind of rolled me up from the side, and I didn't see him. So that's all that happened.
Did you fear that it might be worse than an MCL?
No, I knew right then what it was, and I ran to the sideline and told the trainers what it was, and they looked at him and were like, yeah, it's your MCL.
How did you know what it was?
I've had it happen to my right knee before in college, so I knew from experience.
So is this the same knee? I'm sorry.
No, it's the left. Yes, sir, left.
So I don't have that experience of tearing my MCL. I don't know how that feels like. What was it about how it felt that
took you off? I don't know how to exactly explain it, but if it's anything in your knee you want to hurt, it's your MCL, because that doesn't require surgery. Just got to take time and let it scar up and work at rehab.
Did it feel like your knee was more stable than it would have been with an ACL?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was able to run off the field. I don't think with the ACL you can run off the field.
Having an injury before, does that kind of help you go through the rehab? You know what to expect. You know what it requires to come back from this injury?
Oh, yes, sir. It definitely does. And don't have a lot of questions for the trainers. You know how to get right to it and get to work and be able to get back on the field quick.
How many games did you miss when you had it?
I think 2 games in a bye week.
Okay. So, what year was that?
My sophomore year.
What did you think about the way Jamal's played the last couple of games in your stead and getting those opportunities?
Jamal's played very well. As you can see, he had a really good game in Chicago, and he just piggybacked off of it this past week. And he's a weapon in the pass game, as y'all can see, and I'm excited for him.
Can you just talk about the running back room, where it seems like every game someone else is getting started and they're making the most of their opportunities right now?
That's what the NFL is about, making the most of your opportunities. And we all cheer for each other. We want to see each other succeed. And whatever helps the team win, that's what we want. And we're there for each other.
Can you kind of describe, have you had time to think about why your success was so instant? Kind of got put in the lineup and then first start 100 yards?
Just the way you approach it, studying, just doing the things that got you to where you're at now, I think that's some of the success. I've been pretty successful in college, so just doing the same things I did there, here, it helped me.
Aaron, you talked about cheering for each other and supporting each other and running back for with that in mind. What did you tell him after this rough start?
I just told him to keep his head up. It's not the start you wanted, but, hey, people have bad starts. Brett Favre came in and threw interception on his first play. Kareem Hunt fumbled on his first carry, and look what he's doing. So I'm just keep your head up. Don't get down. Don't listen to what anybody else has to say. You know your ability, and I know your ability, and you're a better player than that.
Aaron, is it tough watching the offense not have the production that you had when you were in?
It's tough for me because I want to be out there with them. But they've moved the ball. They've done great things. We just got to put it all together, do what we do in practice, translate it to the game field.
Aaron, do you feel like you will play again this year?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, definitely.